the rest of the story. Kendi Sproat's a cowboy. I mean, a real one. Rides horses, ropes cattle, tends some 55,000 head on a 250,000 acres way out west on the Parker Ranch. Some night when the herd's quiet and the moon's high and the campfire's dying, old Kendi might spin you a yarn or two. And there are enough stories out there so he can keep them true. How about cowboying in these parts? Well, that began way back when. Now it's one of those nights old Kendi Sproat clears his throat. Long time ago, he begins. This big old boat sailed from east to yonder, and on this boat there were 5 head of cattle, 3 sheep, 2 ewes and a ram. And some say that day the fuss between cowboys and sheep herders began. But anyway, the captain of this boat gave the animals to the local chief, sort of a peace offering. And the chief, he was so impressed that he told his people these animals must not be killed, and they were not. But they did do what animals tend to do when left on their own. They were fruitful, and they multiplied. Exactly 10 years later, another boat sails in. The captain of that boat, Richard Cleveland, brings the first horse. The natives called it Wild Eyes. Well, now we got cattle, we got horses. You'd think we're ready for the cowboys to come. But not yet, says old Kendi Sproat. Not quite yet. Because, you see, all that livestock was running free. And that was all right, I suppose, the way nature intended, until folks started building towns. And you can guess what happened next. The cattle began wandering into town. Pretty as you please. A doctor named Baldwin, who lived back then, wrote in his diary, "We can never send a child on an errand. Our females are afraid to walk. Men cannot go safely. The cattle break loose and sweep the streets at their pleasure. No place is safe." The aimless animals were also roaming farm fields, tromping and eating up crops. Something had to be done. Well, something was, and that something was the cowboy. That is, menfolk had to learn to ride those wild-eyed horses and to rope and to herd those cattle. They were made of iron, these men, says Kendi Sproat. Some of them, like John Palmer Parker, became cattle barons, but most of them stayed cowboys. This was a long time ago. Some yarn old Kendi spins, but as I say, it's all true. And you know, if you ever recall and retell this story, and I expect you will, don't leave out the last part, because the last part's the best part. You remember that boat that brought the first livestock? 5 cattle and 3 sheep? That boat was the HMS Discovery. It arrived in 1793. Hold everything now. Isn't that more than 200 years ago? That's right. It sailed to a land way out west, and I mean way out west. I mean the far west as far as you can go without going east. And the range those cowboys rode was one of grassy lava fields and misty rainforests. And those cowboys, expertly trained by Spanish vaqueros, those cowboys who drove longhorn herds and built ranches and roped calves and rode bulls in their own rodeos many decades before Texans got the hang of it. They were called then, and they still are, Pañuelos. Pañuelos. They band their 10-gallon hats with fresh flowers. They sing their herds to sleep, strumming ukuleles. For their wild west is never far from the pounding surf. A place called Hawaii. Hawaii. The place you only thought you knew. Until you learned the rest of the story.